Melanie Cooper is the Executive Director for the Arts Council of York County. She is here to give us an update from the arts community. And good morning to you, Melanie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Just getting an update from you before the microphones turned on about the gala. We were had a chance to MC that fun night. It was packed with lots of folks that support the arts, and that's got to make you and the others there just really happy.
Oh, absolutely.
To see as many people support the arts. You know they're out there, but when you can get them all in a room and you can physically see them,
that's right.
It's got to make you smile and say, yeah.
Absolutely.
These are the people that are continuing to make it happen.
And we're always grateful to our sponsors and to our supporters who bring their friends and their family with them who've never come to anything that we've done before. Mm. There are a lot of new faces at the gala every year, which is really wonderful. And a lot of times we'll see them back for new events later in the year. So it's a really great way to start making friends and to introduce people to the Center for the Arts and the art that's on the wall there. It's always something different. And, you know, we try to theme the gala around it. So this year we had Jeff Howlett. It's black and white photographs, and it was a black and white ball. So we had a great time.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, if you were there or if you did not go to the gala, you can actually still bid on a couple of pieces that were part of the auction. And walk us through this, Melanie. This is a really great opportunity to get your hands on some really good swag.
It really is. So we moved over to an online auction platform, I believe, last year for the first time, and it worked really well for us. We've got such a narrow area in the gallery where the gala items can go that it's hard to get to sometimes during the galas. So this way, people can kind of go look at them and then go back to wherever they're having fun and continue to monitor the pieces they're interested in. So we still have them, the ones that are still available left on the website, and they're open through next Friday, March 7th. You can go on, you can start bidding on them if you want, but you can also just buy it now. We've got buy it now prices listed on everything. And it's a range of things. It's artwork by local artists. There's a gift basket by Jim Shore with a signed Santa, Clemson Santa. There's experiences like Slow Plays Brew House Experience. And this is amazing. Get friends together, go learn how to brew beer, and have a beer tasting with Ben Lee, the owner of Slow Play. It just sounds like a really wonderful time. There's also a trip to a retreat out towards, oh my gosh, like
is it this Westwood Lodge?
It is the Westwood Lodge and
Yacht Club. This is unbelievable.
Yeah. It's skeet shooting and yoga and s'mores by a fire pit. It's a weekend experience for four. I mean, it's an amazing, it looks like an amazing time. So,
man.
Yeah, we've got a great bunch of things that were left on the table, and we're just below our fundraising goal for that event. So we would love for people to jump online, and if you see there's something that you like or you think someone you know might like as a gift, like go ahead and pick it up.
Yeah, this is a great way of continuing this auction after, you know, the event has ended, to kind of help push you over that threshold. So that's check it out. The best way for folks to access this would be to what?
Through our website. Okay. If you go onto the gala's page, there should be a link to the auction. If there's not, under community and calendar, there's an arts news link.
That's right.
And that will take you to our newsletter, and it's definitely in our newsletter.
Cool. All right. After that, what are some other headlines from the arts world?
Yeah, we just opened the Teacher's Choice exhibit, which is one of my favorite things that we do. It is all of the schools from Rock Hill, from elementary through high school, that are on display in all three galleries at the Center for the Arts. And you get to see the best of the best. It literally is the Teacher's Choice. They've chosen the best pieces of artwork that their kids have made throughout the year. It's a juried event. The juror actually came yesterday. So we'll announce the winners.
That's a tough job.
It is a tough job.
And I've never done it. Lucas has done it before. And that's a tough job.
It is. Now, I've done it with Lucas.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes it's harder when you've got a group doing it than it is one person making the decisions. But it's so hard.
Yeah, we did it with another person. We all three had different winners, which was fantastic, but we had to decide on winners. So I learned it. I used it as a learning opportunity because I was looking at it as a layman.
Yeah.
You and the other individual, y'all come from the arts world. So I was asking y'all so many questions.
Yeah.
That we should have probably been asking the artists, but they weren't there. But it's a blast. If you ever get a chance to do it, please do it.
Yeah.
Even if you don't know art, you might be a layman, you can really understand what the artist is trying to portray in whatever medium they're using. I love it. I think it's just fantastic, but we love the arts.
Yep. So we'll announce the winners of that at the reception reception on March 20th, and that's always a massive reception. I swear half of Rock Hill is there.
It's very crowded that night. I've been a part of that. It's very crowded.
Yes. So, but we love it, and we love having everybody there, and all of the kids are so excited to be in an actual gallery rather than just in their school, so we love to be able to provide that opportunity.
That's great. Melanie, tell me more about this. I'm just seeing this. It's called Behind the Wheel at Spinning Out Pottery Studio. So folks can learn about how to create and make their own piece?
Of course. So Spinning Out is a new pottery studio over in York on Congress Street.
It's kind of like a main street. Exactly. I did the same thing, but it's Congress Street.
It is Congress Street. So Nikki started taking classes actually over at the Rock Hill Pottery Center and fell in love with ceramics and went off and started her own studios. She was in, I believe, Sharon for a while, and then this opportunity opened up over on Congress Street, and she jumped at it. So now she's on the main drag in York, and she's teaching people how to throw on a wheel and create masterpieces with clay. It's amazing.
Love that.
Yeah. Yeah, we have our call for artists open right now for the Dalton Gallery. Our three galleries at the Center for the Arts, each one's kind of dedicated to a different group of folks. The Dalton Gallery is our main gallery. It is a national and sometimes international gallery. The Perimeter Gallery is for emerging and local artists who maybe don't have a full body of work that they're interested in displaying in the Dalton Gallery. And then the Basement Gallery is reserved for student artwork, K through college, actually. So the Dalton Gallery every year goes through a call for artists, and that's where we determine, based on submissions, what we're going to exhibit the following year in the space. So we are looking for 2026's gallery exhibits in the Dalton Gallery right now. If you're interested, you do have to send a selection of artworks and an artist statement, as well as a prospectus in terms of what you plan to do with the exhibit. If you don't, if you're working on a new body of work and you don't have it documented yet, but you have photos of some of your old work, you can send the old work and tell us in your narrative that you're working on this new body of work. Here's a sample of what I've worked on in the past. This is what the new body is addressing and looks like. That way the committee that makes the decisions really can take some thought and put it towards what you've got proposed. And we have exhibits in there from this call that are super local, people who've created on Main Street, either at the Center for the Arts or the Geddes Center, all the way to California and beyond. So it's a great opportunity.
When you do a call for artists like this, how many in account, like how many will respond to it? I mean, how many are we talking?
It depends. Every year is different. So some years we only get about 20, and other years we get 50 to 75. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really just depends on what artists are working on. And the other thing is, you don't have to do it solo. If you have a couple of friends who've also been working on some pieces, you're welcome to submit as a group show. And so you don't have to just be the only one and have a solo show in there if that's not kind of what your aim is, but you can definitely propose that to us.
And I think, is that it pretty much? I mean, I'm looking through your newsletter here just to see.
Yeah.
You've got your ongoing classes always.
We do, and they're great. They're selling out. So if you see something you're interested in, jump on it pretty quick because a lot of them are selling out. They run through the end of April, early May, and then we take the summer off, and then they'll come back in the fall.
And just do a quick reminder to let people know about the gallery itself, that they can come in and just view the artwork. What are the hours? Just to let, because sometimes I think people are like, oh, do I have to make an appointment? Like, how does that work?
Of course.
So share that.
So you can make an appointment if you want someone to come out and talk with you or, you know, spend some time with you in the galleries. You can make an appointment, but it is open to the public from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Thursday. If those times don't work for you, if you give us a call, we'll also work with you so that you've got time to come see the artwork. Say you work until 5 and you never get to come in over the weekends, give us a call and talk to us. We, if we're available, we'll open the gallery for you to take a look. But we are there Monday through Saturday, 10 to 4. It is completely free. You walk in, there's not a front desk or anything. It's self-guided. So you can spend as much time in there as you'd like. You can spend as little time in there as you like. Our offices are in the back of that building. So if you ever have questions or you see something that you want to know more about, you can stop in and we'll come out and talk to you so that you get the information that you're looking for as well. And then you can find out more about everything else we're doing, because we do have brochures and flyers for the things that we're doing at the Arts Council, but the other arts groups and artists are doing across York County and sometimes up into Charlotte.
Great.
Fantastic. And you can rent out the space too for mm-hmm. events.
That's right.
It doesn't need to be art specific, right? I mean, you've had all kind of events there.
We've emceed
tons of events there. And I always say, at the art? Okay, yeah, you can have it there at the Arts Council if that's what it is. But that space, because it provides, it's already decorated.
That's right.
So that part's already taken care
that's
of
right.
for you.
Yeah, so we've hosted everything from bar and bat mitzvahs to business meetings to lunch and learns by the Rock Hill Symphony Orchestra. It really is a really flexible space. And like you said, it comes pre-decorated.
It does.
So, and our rates are really great. The only drawback to our space is you don't get a full kitchen. You get this galley with a microwave.
But it works.
It does work.
It works.
It does
but
work.
But you're saving money on the decorations.
Exactly.
So look at the positives.
So we've hosted weddings in there and everything. So, I mean, it really is a
great space. It's a great
space
for sure. Well, that's just a few of the updates from the Arts Council of York County. Make sure you follow them on social media. Stop by and see them in person. And, of course, sign up for their monthly newsletter, and you'll get all kind of updates about what's going on in your backyard when it comes to the arts.